The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Melvina J. Smith is with us here now on Shout Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, you've got your own store called Boss Lady Virgin Hair Collection. What kind of things do you sell?
Yes, actually, we have a variety of things. We have mostly hair care products for natural hair. I sell extensions made of luxury virgin hair. So it's human hair, and it's the highest quality for our clients. We sell lashes. We sell shampoos, conditioners, all sorts of things like that. Hair growth serums. Yeah.
Yeah. And what does that mean, virgin hair?
It's unprocessed. So it hasn't been put through like chemicals and all of the harsh things that like allergen type things. Yeah.
So it's not like hair from children or anything?
No. It's actually donated hair, and they put it together in the factory, hand sewn and wefts. And so it's very, very good quality. Very, very little shedding.
Yeah.
Unlike the synthetic hair.
And what gave you the idea to set up this business?
Well, actually, it came about because obviously I have hair on my head.
Yeah.
I decided to put it in locks. I went natural because I had went through a long illness. I had a lot of hair loss. And around that time, it came to me that a lot of people suffer from either alopecia or have sicknesses, or they go through bad treatments with different hairstyles or products and they lose hair. Not only that, it's also an easy maintenance type thing, you know, for on the go moms or working women, hence the name Boss Lady. I came up with that name because I figured a lot of people are on the go or just even in different climates, you may need protective styling. So that's what made me think of Boss Lady, and the virgin hair collection part became because I wanted something that was natural, that wasn't harsh to women. We care about what we put on our heads. So I wanted it to be something that was, you know, inviting to all people. So that's how it came about. And that's what made me even just decide this.
Yeah. And did you encounter any obstacles along the way when you were setting up the business?
Yes, definitely did. Because obviously I'm a single mom and struggling, you know, just having an idea is great, but then when you go into research and to have, you know, how to formulate your LLC and getting websites and getting product inventory, things of that nature, and me being pretty much my only staff, I do have part-time help, which is my mom, which is awesome. She helps, but, you know, I didn't want to work her to death. So it's been a lot on myself. So I've had to have challenges with inventory, having bad vendors and suppliers, you know, trying to find sources of donations or investors. That's been difficult. But I've navigated it, and I'm finally coming to my sweet spot, I call it, where we're ready to get the ball rolling, and I'm getting lots of interest and the buzz is starting, so I'm glad.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of stuff to get your head around, isn't it? Did you anticipate all that stuff before you started?
No. I mean, you can research, but actual application of the idea and going through it, it's been quite a journey, and it really lets you know, like, okay, is this for you? Is this what you want to do? And I've had moments after moments where I had to rethink, regroup, and just keep going at it. Like, my vision and my dream and the purpose of it, you know, goes back to the whole reason that I started. I wanted to help people. That's really what it was about. about.
And it's very exciting because you're actually opening your first physical location in Michigan very soon, I believe.
Yes, I've actually signed my lease a couple weeks back, and wow, we've been waiting on inventory to finish coming in so we can stock the shelves, and waiting on a chandelier that I ordered for it, you know, to give it the ambiance that I want for my clients when they walk in. I want them to feel like, you know, although I don't do hair as a stylist, but, and I will hopefully soon have a stylist that'll come in and apply the products, and that'll be an awesome addition. But in the meantime, I want everyone who purchases products to come in and have that feeling of, you know, luxury. And that's what they deserve. You know, it's an investment that they're making. My hair is not cheap. You know, cheap is not, if you're looking for cheap, it's not me. I will offer my loyal clients a good discount, you know, and repeat clients, but it is an investment because my hair and products last for quite a while if taken care of properly. So
yeah, your hair is a very important part of your body, and you don't really want to be going cheap on it, do you?
No, you don't. You know, it's like I said, it's not for everyone. Boss Lady is not for everyone. It's for the Boss Lady clientele. You know, when you see that name, you expect a certain experience and expect, you know, a certain quality from the products. And that's what the trial and error process was for me. You know, I incorporated almost 3 years ago, actually. And so I've had this business where I've just been, you know, with family and friends type giving me reviews and testing it out. And I finally got some very good suppliers and very good products and got everything ready. So I'm really excited for my clients to try out what we have for them, the experience overall. It's going to be welcoming.
And do you feel like it will translate well from being an online business into people coming to your shop?
I certainly hope so. And I feel, you know, based on my intention is what I'm putting out there. So I feel so. It's like the anticipation has been growing locally to finally have my first brick and mortar location. And it's in a very booming area. It's in Dearborn, Michigan, right outside of Detroit. Wow. And it's right on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Monroe Street. So if everyone locally know that's a booming area right now. And I'm excited. I'm right inside of the 7 Salon Suites. So it's really exciting to be able to be in a good area with a lot of good foot traffic. And so, and it's a variety of ethnicities. I love that. Because culturally, I have hair extensions for every woman or man who wants to buy my products. You know, and the shampoos and conditioners are for everyone, not just the human hair that they apply with extensions, but your natural hair you can use, you know. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And you've co-written a book, I believe, that will be out in November.
Yes, it's The Art of the Connection. It's an anthology. It's the third series in its volume. And I'm excited because it's a motivational type book based on inspirations and things that you can, once again, my purpose is to help people. Yeah. So I do things intentionality wise. And so when I was invited for this opportunity to co-author, I jumped at it because I'm like, this is definitely a time where everything is kind of falling in place. Nothing is forced. And I think that's the essential key.
And as if all this exciting stuff wasn't exciting enough, you'd passed your Michigan real estate licensing exam. Was it yesterday?
Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah, so it's been a long time coming. It's something that I wanted to do for a while, but once again, I had long-term illnesses that kind of repeated all the time. And the challenge of being a single mom and just life in general, everything else took place, you know, first, and that took precedent. But I never gave up on my dream. That's one of my dreams, and it's perfect timing. It definitely helps in my endeavor with being able to help bring in some income, you know, to keep this endeavor with my hair company going. So I'm excited to know that everything is literally falling up one at a time. I'm just really happy.
Do you have plans for the business to grow even further, maybe even more in-person branches to come?
Yes, that's one of my goals when I started. My goal is, once again, to help people. So I imagine locally, everywhere I open up a location, I'm not sure where that next location will be, but I want it to be not just in Michigan. I'm aiming for another state. So I'm thinking of maybe Texas will be the next spot, you know, eventually, once I get things solid here. And I can feel comfortable, I'm going to launch probably in Texas. It's a really good, vibrant area out there. And I have a few people that are wanting me to come come there because they need more people with extensions brands. That's a booming area. Specifically, I'm getting demand for tape-in extensions. It's a very, very high demand of product. So I'm excited to share that everywhere.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, where are we able to find Boss Lady Virgin Hair Collection and also keep up to date with the business?
Yes, right now I am on social media. So I have Facebook Hair Collection is on there, and also Instagram, YouTube, on all under Boss Lady Virgin Hair Collection. Also my store website, I just revamped it, fully locked, stowed it, and so it's Boss Lady Virgin Hair Collection .store. And so that's where you can go to order hair, or to keep up with me, send in, you know, any type of content ideas. I'm fully up to speed with that. So I'm excited.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.